With a last nod to Vimes, the captain led his men away at a trot. Vimes leaned against the barricade, put the crossbow on the ground, and fished out the cigar case. He fumbled in his pocket, pulled out the battered carton of little cigars, and, with some delicacy, slotted them into place. To the left was Cable Street. In front, Treacle Mine Road stretched all the way to Easy Street. Now, if a man could get barricades all the way up to Easy Street, there'd be quite a slice of the lower hub side behind it, which would be a lot easier to protect. We'll do it. After all, we did it. Of course, that'd mean having the Unmentionables' headquarters in here with us. That's like pitching your tent over a nest of vipers. We'll handle that. We handled it. A couple of elderly people pushing a cart full of miscellaneous belongings approached the barricade. They gave Vimes a look of mute pleading. He nodded towards it and they scuttled through. All we need now is... Sarge? Fred Colon was leaning over the top of the heap. He looked more out of breath than usual. Yes, Fred. There's lots of people coming across the Ponds Bridge. There's things happening everywhere, they say. Shall we let them in? Any soldiers? I don't reckon so, Sarge. It's mostly old people and kids, and my granny. Trustworthy? Not when she's had a few pints. Let them in, then. Said Colon. Yes, Fred. Some of them is watchmen. A few of the lads from Dimwell and a lot from Kingsway. I know most of them, and those I don't know are known to the ones I do, if you catch my meaning. How many? About 20. One of them's Di Dickens, sergeant at Dimwell. He says they were told they'd got to shoot people, and most of them deserted on the spot.
Quit, Fred, said Vimes. We don't desert, we're civilians. Now I want young Vimes and you and Waddy and maybe half a dozen others out here fully kitted up in 2 minutes, understand? And tell Wiglet to organise squads ready to move the barricades forward at my signal.
Move them, Sarge. I thought barricades stood still.
And tell Snout he's got 2 minutes to find me a bottle of brandy, said Vimes, ignoring this. A big one.
Are we taking the law into our own hands again, Sarge? Said Colon.
Vimes stared at the entrance to Cable Street and was aware of the weight of the cigar case in his pocket.
Yes, Fred. Only this time we are going to squeeze.
The two guards on the Unmentionables' headquarters watched with interest as the small contingent of watchmen marched up the street and came to a halt in front of them.
"Oh, look, it's the army," said one of them. "What do you want?"
"Nothing, sir," said Corporal Colon.
"Then you can push off."
"Can't do that, sir. I'm under orders."
The guards stepped forward. Fred Colon was sweating, and they liked to see things like that. It was a dull job, and most of the Unmentionables were out on more interesting assignments. They entirely failed to hear the soft tread behind them.
"Orders to do what, mister?" said one of them, looming over Colon.
There was a sigh and a soft thud behind him.
"Be a decoy?" quavered Colon.
The remaining guard turned and met a Mrs. Goodbody No. 5 negotiator coming the other way. As the man slipped to the ground, Vimes winced and massaged his knuckles.
"Important lesson, lads," he said. "It hurts, no matter what you do. You two, drag these two into the shadows to sleep it off. Vimes and Nancy Ball, you come with me."
The key to winning, as always, was looking as if you had every right, nay, duty, to be where you were. It helped if you could also suggest in every line of your body that no one else had any rights to be doing anything anywhere whatsoever. It came easily to an old copper. Vimes led the way into the building. There were a couple of guards inside, heavily armed, behind a stone barrier that made them ideally placed to ambush any unwise intruders. They put their hands on the hilts of their swords when they saw Vimes.
"What's happening out there?" said one. "Oh, people are getting restless," said Vimes. "Getting very bad across the river, they say. That's why we've come for the prisoners in the cells." "Yeah? On whose authority?"
Vimes swung his crossbow up.
"Mr. Burley and Mr. Strong in the arm," he said, and grinned.
The two guards exchanged glances.
"Who the hell are they?" said one.
There was a moment of silence, followed by Vimes saying, out of the corner of his mouth,
"Lance Constable Vimes?"
"Yes, sir."
"What make are these crossbows?"
Hines Brothers, sir. They're Mark Threes."
"Not Burley and Strong in the arm?"
"Never heard of them, sir."
"Damn. 5 years too early," thought Vimes. "And it was such a good line, too."
"Let me put it another way," he said to the guards. "Give me any trouble and I will shoot you in the head."
That wasn't a good line, but it did have a certain urgency, and the bonus was it was simple enough, even for an Unmentionable to understand.
"You've only got one arrow," said a guard.
There was a click from beside Vimes. Sam had raised his bow, too.